The Right Stand with Anand Narasimhan.
Hello and welcome, and thank you for joining me on this Right Stand podcast. I'm Anand Narasimhan. In the last few days, there's been a lot of talk about Gandhivad and working on the principles of Gandhi versus Godse and Godse Bhakts, etc., especially around Pragya Thakur. But the bigger question is, how many of us are actually following the principles of Gandhi, ladies and gentlemen? What was Mahatma Gandhi's true vision of freedom? His true vision of freedom was that in the dead of the night, a daughter of this country can walk without any fear, absolutely assured. That is when he believed India will be truly free. So we got our independence on paper in 1947, but around 73 years later, we're still not free. We are still slaves. Slaves to barbaric brutes who don't think twice before abducting a 27-year-old on the streets, then brutalizing her, murdering her, and then even burning her body off. From Kiran Negi in February 2012 to Nirbhaya in December 2012, and more than 32,000 cases since, till this day in Hyderabad, it is a sad state of affairs. We in our country do not know how to respect, how to draw the line, and how to ensure that our daughters are safe. It all starts from the household. The child learns from the house. And that is what is important. What are we teaching our children? Irrespective of the denomination, class of society, what are we teaching our children? Are we teaching them to respect the daughters of this country? That is the fundamental question we need to ask ourselves as society. Secondly, if there is a law that is in place, especially post the Justice Verma Commission recommendation and the huge furore and the national outrage after what happened in December 2012, where is the implementation of that law? How many of these brutes, after being convicted, have actually been hung? A barbaric act has to be punished by an equally rigid, stringent punishment. And that punishment has to be seen by society, because the fear of punishment, that dar, ki mujhe chhodenge nahi agar main ye kritya karunga, ye kaam karunga, that has to be there, ladies and gentlemen. Why is that not there? Because the law in itself is ineffective till it is implemented. Guidelines can be laid down, but what can you do if they're not followed? There is no seriousness. There is no seriousness at any level to show any alacrity to the problem that we face. Nobody should be allowed to get away with a crime. Nobody in our society, the society that Mahatma Gandhi envisioned will be the society that will inhabit free, independent India, should think it is okay to violate another person, man or woman, immaterial. Physical assault of any kind is punishable. And here, it's the perpetrators who end up getting away with it. And a lot of them are repeat offenders. Do you want, in New India, in 2019, to think whether or not you want your daughter to work? A 27-year-old veterinarian parks a bike and ends up brutalized, murdered, and her body burned, 70% burns. The parents could identify that it was perhaps their child by the belongings around that body. They couldn't even identify the body. And this is happening exactly 7 years, 7.5 years, ladies and gentlemen, after what happened to Kiran Negi in Haryana. A 19-year-old, abducted, raped multiple times, brutalized. Her private parts branded with the spanner of the vehicle which these brutes used. Her eyes gouged, acid poured into it, her face defaced, 4 days she suffered in hospital before she succumbed to her injuries. It took the parents 2 years running around in courts, in the fast track courts, to get justice. And in 2014, they were sentenced. These brutes were sentenced to death. Let me tell you what is happening today. In 2019, the case is still doing its round in Supreme Court. And these brutes are still alive. Asha Singh, mother of Nirbhaya, is still demanding punishment, execution of the punishment that's been pronounced by the court for what those brutes did to Nirbhaya. 7 years later. This is our system, ladies and gentlemen. And that is why these brutes don't fear the law. And here is another thing. They now think they will violate, they will sexually assault a girl, or they will sexually assault a person, kill the person, deface the person, and then get away with it. The fear that needs to be struck in the hearts of such brutes is that they should forget these acts of barbarism. We have to tame these brutes. And that will be done only when the law is implemented. And sadly, from the police to the legal system, the judiciary, they just drag their feet. And the callous attitude. Look at the mantris today. The Home Minister of Telangana says, why did the girl call her sister and not dial 100? Pick up any emergency number and see the kind of response that you're getting today in our system. This is free India. We are not free, ladies and gentlemen.
The Right Stand with Anand Narasimhan.